Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're gonna take a look at McLeod, Oklahoma, and we're gonna look at their budgets.
Awesome.
So we've got we've got a few years worth of their budgets, and these are the proposed and adopted budgets, pulled straight from the state audit documents.
Yeah.
We also have some resolutions and legal notices related to the budgets.
Right.
So we're gonna try to do a little bit of a deep dive on these and kind of see what we can find out.
Sounds good.
What are some of the things that we should be looking for when we look at budgets?
Well, I think one of the most important things to look for in a budget is trends. You know, how is the city spending its money over time? Are there any major changes in spending patterns? And what can those changes tell us about the city's priorities?
Okay, so we're going to look for trends. We're also going to try to figure out, you know, what their priorities are.
Right.
And anything else that we can kind of glean from these documents?
Yeah, I mean, budgets are really a window into the soul of a city. You know, they tell us what the city values, what it's willing to invest in, and how it's planning for the future.
All right, well, let's dive in.
Let's do it.
So we're going to start with fiscal year 2014 to 2015.
Okay.
And one of the first things that jumped out at me was in the resolution.
Mm-hmm.
It's the actual resolution to adopt the budget.
Yeah.
And there's a section that said it authorizes the city manager to transfer unexpended or unencumbered appropriations between departments within the same fund without having to go back to the city council for approval.
Yeah.
And I thought that was kind of interesting. You know, it sounds like it could potentially create some problems, but it also sounds like it could streamline things and just make things move a little bit quicker.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty common provision in city budgets. It gives the city manager some flexibility to, you know, move money around as needed.
Okay.
Without having to go through a lengthy approval process every time.
Yeah, so just to be clear, they can only do that within the same fund.
Right.
So, like, if they've got money in the general fund, they can move it between different departments within the general fund.
Right.
But they can't, for example, take money from the general fund.
Correct.
And move to the PWA fund.
Right.
Or vice versa.
That's right.
Okay.
They would have to go to the council for that.
Okay, so that makes sense. So let's look at the big picture here for fiscal year 2014 to 2015.
Mm-hmm.
The general fund total was $1,391,036.
Okay.
And then we see a lot of other smaller funds as well. We've got the Street and Alley Fund, which was $544,863. We've got the Cemetery MITA, which is $500.
Okay.
We've got CIP, which is Capital Improvement Projects, $9,800.
Got it.
Public Works Authority, which is the PWA, $1,342,808.
Yeah.
And then special funds, a total of $10,700.
So right off the bat, you can kind of see where the city's priorities are.
Yeah.
You know, the general fund, obviously that covers a lot of different things.
Right.
But you've got big chunks of money going to streets and alleys and to the PWA.
Right. So those are the two biggest ones. Streets and alleys, the PWA.
Right. Yeah. And those are both, you know, essential services.
Yeah.
You know, streets and alleys, that's how people get around town.
Right.
PWA, that's water and sewer.
Right.
So those are, you know, things that the city has to provide.
Yeah.
And they're expensive.
Yeah. So those are the two big ones. And then we see some other smaller ones. The Cemetery MITA, $500. I mean, that's not a whole lot of money.
No, that's not a lot of money.
But it's there.
It's something.
Yeah, it's something.
You know, maybe they just have a small cemetery. Or maybe they don't have a lot of needs.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe they're not doing a whole lot of expansion.
Right.
And then CIP, $9,800. Not a lot there either. But again, it's something.
Right.
So the two big ones, the PWA and the Street and Alley Fund, and then everything else is kind of, you know, relatively small.
Right.
Okay, so let's look at where the money's coming from. So this is the summary of revenues by source for fiscal year 2014 to 2015.
Okay.
And so the biggest one here is sales tax, which is
$504,000. Okay.
Then we've got use tax, $50,000, franchise tax, $104,000. Licenses and permits, $25,250. Court revenues, $196,000. And then a bunch of smaller ones.
Yeah, so sales tax is the biggest one there.
Right.
And that's pretty typical for a city of this size.
Yeah.
You know, sales tax is a major source of revenue for most cities.
Yeah.
And it's usually pretty reliable. You know, people are always going to be buying things.
Yeah.
So that's a good source of income for the city.
Yeah, so that's the biggest one. And then use tax, 50,000. That's kind of a, you know, it's not as big as sales tax, but it's still, you know, a decent chunk of change.
Right.
And then franchise tax, 104,000. So franchise tax is basically it's the fees that utility companies pay of the city
Right.
for using the city's right of way.
Right.
So, for example, if you have a power line that runs down the side of the road,
Right.
the power company has to pay the city a fee
That's right.
for the right to use that space.
Right.
And so that's what franchise tax is.
Yeah, it can be a significant source of revenue for cities,
Yeah.
especially if they have a lot of utilities running through them. You know, like if you're in a big city, you've got, you know, power lines and gas lines and water lines and all kinds of stuff running underground.
Right.
So the city can collect a lot of money in franchise tax.
Yeah, and even in a smaller city like McLeod,
Yeah.
you know, they've still got the power lines and gas lines and all that, so
Yeah.
it's still a, you know, a decent chunk of change.
Right.
And then licenses and permits, 25,250. So this is basically, you know, people paying for licenses to do things. You know, like if you want to open a business, you
Right.
got to get a business license.
Right.
If you want to build a house, you got to get a building permit,
That's right.
things like that.
Right.
And then court revenues, 196,000. So this is money that the city collects from fines and fees that are paid through the municipal court.
Right.
So if you get a speeding ticket,
Yeah.
you got to pay a fine.
That's right.
That money goes to the city.
Right.
And then there are a bunch of other smaller revenue sources,
Yeah.
but those are the big ones.
Right.
Okay. So there's also a section here for transfers.
Okay.
And so we see a transfer from the PWA to the general fund of $240,000.
Okay.
And then we see a transfer out of the general fund of $240,000.
Okay.
So basically, they're just moving $240,000 back and forth.
Right.
And I'm not entirely sure why they're doing that.
Yeah, it's not really clear from the budget documents why they're doing that.
Yeah.
It could be that they're just trying to balance things out.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the PWA has more money than it needs,
Right.
and the general fund needs a little bit more.
Yeah.
So they're just transferring some money around.
Yeah. Or maybe it's for a specific project or something.
Right.
Yeah, it's not entirely clear.
Yeah.
Okay. So then we see a section for beginning cash balances.
Yeah.
And this is as of July 1st, 2014.
Okay.
So this is how much money they had in each of these funds at the beginning of the fiscal year.
Right.
So the general fund had $436,788.45.
Okay.
The street and alley fund had $201,830.46.
Yeah.
The cemetery mitta had zero. The CIP had zero. The PWA had $591,487.65.
Okay.
And then a bunch of other smaller funds.
So they had a decent amount of money on hand at the beginning of the year, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, it means they're not starting from scratch.
Right.
They have some money to work with.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
always good to have a little bit of a cushion.
Right.
All right, so let's look at how they actually spent the money.
Sure.
So this is the expenditures
Okay.
in the general fund for fiscal year 2014 to 2015. And so the biggest one here is personnel,
Okay.
$943,958.
That's a big chunk.
Yeah, so that's basically salaries and benefits
Right.
for all the city employees.
Right.
Then we've got materials and supplies, $141,364. And services and charges, $265,033.
So those are the three big categories:
Yeah.
personnel, materials and supplies, and services and charges. And
Yeah.
those are pretty typical for any organization.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have to pay your employees,
Right.
you're going to have to buy stuff,
Yeah.
and you're going to have to pay for services. So
Right.
those are just the costs of doing business.
Yeah, or the cost of running a city.
Right.
Okay, so let's look at some of the specific departments.
Okay.
So Department 10 is General Government and Council. And so they had a proposed budget of $80,516.09. And so this includes things like salaries and insurance for the city manager and council members.
Right.
As well as things like dues to the Oklahoma Municipal League and training expenses.
Okay.
So OML, the Oklahoma Municipal League, is basically, it's an organization that provides resources and support to cities and towns across Oklahoma.
Right.
So they offer things like training programs, legal advice, and lobbying services.
Okay.
So it's a good resource for cities to have access to.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
And then training expenses. You know, obviously the city needs to keep its employees up to date on the latest laws and regulations and best practices.
Right.
So they're going to have to spend some money on training.
Makes sense.
All right. Department 15.
Okay.
Is the clerk, treasurer, court judge.
Okay.
And they had a proposed budget of $183,405.
Okay.
And so this includes things like personnel costs for the clerk, the treasurer, the court clerk, and the municipal judge, as well as things like software and IT support.
Okay.
You know, for the court.
Right.
So the clerk and the treasurer, they're responsible for keeping track of the city's finances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they collect taxes, they pay bills, they make sure that the city's money is being spent properly.
Okay.
And then the court clerk, they're responsible for keeping track of all the court cases.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they schedule hearings, they process paperwork, they collect fines.
Okay.
And then the municipal judge, they're the one who actually presides over the court cases.
Right.
And so all of those positions are important.
Yeah.
You know, for the city to function properly.
Absolutely.
And then software and IT support. You know, that's important too.
Right.
Because the court uses a lot of software these days.
Yeah.
You know, for things like case management and scheduling and record keeping.
Right.
And so they need to have IT support to make sure that all that software is working properly.
Makes sense.
Okay. Department 20 is the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a proposed budget of $249,867.
Okay.
And so this includes things like salaries for the firefighters.
Right.
As well as things like medical incentives and volunteer stipends and equipment and training.
So medical incentives, what are those?
So medical incentives are basically, it's extra pay that firefighters get for being EMT certified.
Okay.
So if you're a firefighter and you're also an EMT,
right,
you get paid more.
Okay.
And that's because, you know, obviously EMTs are valuable.
Yeah.
You know, they can provide medical care
right.
in an emergency situation.
Right.
And so the city wants to encourage firefighters to get EMT certified.
Okay.
So they offer them these medical incentives.
That makes sense.
And then volunteer stipends.
Mm-hmm.
So the McLeod Fire Department is a combination department, which means that they have both full-time firefighters and volunteer firefighters.
Okay.
And so the volunteer firefighters, they don't get paid a salary.
Right.
But they do get a small stipend.
Okay.
For their time.
So it's like a small payment.
Yeah, it's a small payment.
Okay.
And then equipment and training.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously the fire department needs to have good equipment.
Right.
And they need to be properly trained.
Yeah.
So that's what this money's for.
Okay.
All right. Department 22.
Okay.
Is EMT.
Mm.
And they had a proposed budget of $1,250.
Wow. That's a lot less than the fire department.
Yeah, it's a lot less.
So what do they do with that money?
So this is basically just for the volunteer EMTs.
Okay.
And so it comes out things like vehicle repair, pagers, phones, insurance, and training.
So they don't have any full-time EMTs?
No, they don't.
All volunteers?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, they got to make do with what they've got. And so this is basically just enough money to keep the volunteer EMTs going.
Okay.
All right. Department 25 is the police department.
Mm.
And they had a proposed budget of $645,785.83.
Okay, so that's a lot more than the fire department and the EMT combined?
Yeah, it is.
So why is that?
So the police department is responsible for a lot more than just responding to emergencies.
Okay.
You know, they also do things like patrol the city, investigate crimes, and enforce traffic laws.
Right.
And so they need more resources to do all of that.
Okay.
So this budget includes things like salaries for the police officers.
Right.
As well as things like dispatcher costs, fuel, supplies, and OLEFT's fees paid to Shawnee
OLETS fees, what are those?
So OLETS is the Oklahoma Law Enforcement Telecommunications System.
Okay.
And it's basically a statewide system that allows law enforcement agencies to share information.
Okay.
So, for example, if the McLeod Police Department arrests someone, they can enter that information into OLETS.
Right.
And then any other law enforcement agency in the state can see that information.
Okay.
And so it's a really valuable tool for law enforcement.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
And so the McLeod Police Department pays fees to Shawnee for access to OLETS.
Okay.
Because Shawnee is the host agency for OLETS in this region.
Okay.
Department 26.
Right.
Is animal control.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a proposed budget of $3,600.
Okay.
And so this basically just covers the cost of animal disposal.
Okay.
The city has an arrangement with Shawnee to dispose of animals.
Okay.
So if animal control picks up a stray dog or cat,
right,
they take it to Shawnee.
Okay.
And Shawnee disposes of it.
Okay.
And so this $3,600 is just to cover the cost of that service.
Got it.
All right. Department 40 is Parks Recreational Facilities. And they had a proposed budget of $99,234.
Oh, okay.
And so this includes things like custodial part-time hours.
Right.
And utilities for various facilities.
Okay, so they got to keep the lights on.
Yeah, they got to keep the lights on. They got to keep the water running.
Right.
They got to keep the place clean.
Right.
And so this is what this money is for.
Makes sense.
Okay. Department 41.
Okay.
Is Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a proposed budget of $127,378.
Okay.
And so this includes things like the park ranger manager, benefits and utilities.
So the lake has its own park ranger.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
And so this is just to cover the cost of his salary and benefits.
Okay.
And the utilities for the lake area.
Okay, so the lake is a pretty big deal in McLeod.
Yeah, it is.
They're spending a lot of money on it.
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
All right, so let's move on to some of the other funds. So Fund 21 is cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a proposed budget of $500.
Okay.
And this is just for materials.
Okay.
So things like, you know, grass seed and fertilizer and stuff like that.
Right.
Okay. Fund 50 is streets.
Okay.
And they had a proposed budget of $544,863.
Okay.
And so this includes things like personnel, street repairs, which includes asphalt.
Okay.
Vehicle maintenance and a backhoe lease.
Wow. So they're doing a lot of work on the streets.
Yeah, they are.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Okay. Fund 51 is McLeod Economic Development Authority.
Okay.
Or MEDA.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a proposed budget of $9,800.
Okay.
And so this is primarily for insurance and auditor fees.
Okay.
So MEDA is basically, it's an organization that's responsible for promoting economic development in McLeod.
Okay.
So they do things like try to attract new businesses to the city, and they help existing businesses expand.
Okay.
And so they need insurance to protect themselves from liability.
Right.
And they need auditor fees to make sure that their finances are in
order.
Makes
sense.
Okay. Fund 55.
Okay.
Is PWA, which is water and sewer.
Right.
And they had a proposed budget of $1,342,807.50.
Okay.
And so this includes things like personnel. Chemicals, utilities, which includes the prison pump house.
What's the pump house?
Yeah. So the city provides water and sewer service to the prison.
Okay.
And so this is just to cover the cost of the utilities for that.
Okay.
And then the OWRB loan debt service.
OWRB.
Yeah. So the OWRB is the Oklahoma Water Resources Board.
Okay.
And they provide loans to cities and towns for water and sewer projects.
Okay.
And so the city of McLeod has a loan from the OWRB.
Okay.
So this is just to cover the debt service on that loan. Okay. And then finally, Fund 56 is CIP.
Okay.
Which is capital improvement projects.
Right.
And they had a proposed budget of $400.
Okay.
And this is just for tech support.
Tech support for capital improvement projects.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of capital improvement projects these days involve technology.
Right.
You know, like if you're building a new road.
Yeah.
You might need to use software to design the road.
Right.
Or if you're building a new building.
Yeah.
You might need to use software to design the building.
Right.
And so the city needs to have tech support to make sure that all that software is working properly.
Makes sense.
Okay. So that's the budget for fiscal year 2014 to 2015.
Okay.
So let's move on to the next year,
right.
Fiscal year 2016 to 2017.
Okay.
So the first thing I noticed is that this budget was adopted on June 15th, 2016.
Okay.
And the resolution number is 2,311. So the total fund departmental appropriations available is $3,800,707.
Okay.
And the total fund departmental spending limits is $3,115,963.
So what's the difference there?
So the difference is basically a cushion.
Okay.
You know, just in case they need more money than they've budgeted for.
Okay, so it's like a safety net.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So the general fund total appropriation is $1,797,177.
Okay.
And then we see a bunch of other smaller funds as well. Okay. We've got street and alley fund restricted funds.
Okay.
Which is $140,000.
Yeah.
We've got special funds,
mm-hmm.
which is a total of $122,731.
Okay.
And we've got PWA, which is $1,056,055.
Okay.
So if we break down the general fund appropriation, we see that administration council gets $96,019. Clerks gets $157,682. Fire gets $302,557. EMT gets $12,775. Police gets $869,946. Animal control gets $11,328. Parks Recreation Facilities gets $105,343. And Streets gets $241,427.
Okay.
So if we compare these numbers to the previous year,
okay,
we see that the police department's appropriation has increased significantly.
Yeah.
From $645,785.83.
Right.
To $869,946.
So that's a pretty big jump.
Yeah, it is.
Any idea why that is?
I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah.
It could be that they've hired more police officers.
Okay.
Or it could be that they've purchased new equipment.
Right.
Or it could be a combination of both.
Right.
But yeah, it's definitely a significant increase.
Yeah.
Okay. So section 2 of this resolution.
Okay.
Is the same as